Chapter 1. Dust in the Shadows. Section 1. I have set myself to write the story of the great change, so far as it has affected my own life and the lives of one or two people closely connected me, primarily to please myself. Long ago in my crude, unhappy youth, I conceived the desire of writing a book. To scribble secretly and dream of authorship was one of my chief alleviations, and I read with a sympathetic envy every scrap I could get about the world of literature and the lives of literary people. It is something, even amidst this present happiness, to find leisure and opportunity to take up and partially realize these old and hopeless dreams. But that alone, in a world where so much of vivid and increasing interest presents itself to be done, even by an old man, would not, I think, suffice to set me at this desk. I find some such recapitulation of my past as this will involve is becoming necessary to my own secure mental continuity. The passage of years brings a man at last to retrospection. At 72, one's youth is far more important than it was at 40, and I am out of touch with my youth. The old life seems to cut off from the new, so alien and so unreasonable, that at times I find it bordering upon the incredible. The data have gone, the building in places. I stopped dead the other afternoon in my walk across the moor, where once the dismal outskirts of Swathinglia